Hello there. I hope you've been well. It's been, well, a while. Now, for you, it might just have gone over far too quickly, but for me, I spent week after week pining, wanting, needing. So to see you like this again, so sudden. Wow, it's the Friday show, ladies and gentlemen. We are back to Haney, Simakulwa, Bell, Luke Davis and Rich Ferraro on the phone. But before then, Friday night, Arsenal play Coventry. Here is Laura Hartley on the Sky Blues. Laura Hartley on Coventry, who have the toughest job in show business, Friday night up against the champions away from home. A side that scored three last week in Cardiff against Manchester City. But I just don't think Coventry will turn up determined to knock off after 120 seconds in quite the same way as Manchester City. I've had my eye on the recruitment all summer, Laura, and I think until the recent signing of Ian Ewe, for me, it's all been about making this Coventry side more robust. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, it's interesting that we haven't seen any departures at the minute. Probably waiting until we got, you know, these over the line. Interesting now that we needed a couple of strikers, but we didn't actually think that Doug and Lampard and co were actually going to go out and bulk up our squad by two additional strikers. So I think we're definitely looking at, we're not just bulking it up now and making it more robust, we are elevating it. And I think in the last 3 to 4 days, fans are actually thinking we're going to give this a real go.
So before that, fans were beginning to think that you weren't going to. I mean, I've been sort of paying attention to what people have been saying, and there's obviously, you know, optimism around the club and there's optimism with Lampard. But there was a bit of a sense of, hang on, are we walking in here and part of the plan is we just have a bit of loyalty for a season, make a few changes, buy a couple of really exciting under-23s, but under-23s who are more defensive operators in the last few days. So what's changed in the last few days? Ian Ewe's come in.
Yeah, we've got Urineki as well, and we've got Sharif as well from Fenerbahce. So we've got more of the bolstered squad that we needed to see to elevate it. You know, it's all well and good saying, well, we won the league last year with who we've got. We've got some real class with who we've got. They're not, however, going to take us up another level, another notch. We've now got European experience. We've now got Premier League experience. And it's been really interesting seeing the reaction from Forest fans, considering when they first got promoted to the Prem, he pretty much kept them up there. And to have that experience, I think, is super important for us